Not having a parent to connect with would be difficult. Not having a forever family would be painful. Not having the ability to have a child would be disheartening. Not being able to call somebody daddy or mommy ever would be so hard. As believers, we have the good news of having a forever Father eternally who will never leave us nor forsake us, and who's given us a forever family. But for those on earth dealing with adoption or fostering, they need our prayers, especially at this time of year. Imagine Christmas without any family. Will you stop and pray for the children waiting to be adopted, foster kids who need families to care for them, even beyond the system, for both adoptive and foster parents, and for people to celebrate our forever parent and family? Father, first, we thank you that you are our forever Father, and that you have provided us a forever family, and that you will never forsake us, unlike foster children whose parents have forsaken them in some way, either by harming them, neglecting them, abandoning them, or doing something harmful to them. We pray for them to be healed, O Lord. We pray for them to find families that will take them in and love them through their hurt and pains, and help them to come out as healthy citizens and to have someone to go to every holiday and birthday. We pray, God, for the adoptive children who are waiting to be adopted, those who have just been born, often are put in the foster system, and some right before or through adoptive agencies. We pray for healthy adoptions. We pray for the families that are waiting to adopt, that they prepare properly and they're screened in a good way. But we pray the process doesn't take so long that it disheartens and causes despair or disillusionment with those that are waiting. We pray, God, for foster parents to have the whole foster agency to work in a much healthier way in order to bring about better foster parents and to get the kids out of the system more quickly and into permanent homes where they can grow in grace and strength. We also pray for both parents, adoptive and foster, to have love for these kids, to treat them as their own. We pray for the adopted ones to have the patience to endure that assimilation process and to be able to find ways to work with this child at different ages and to be able to assimilate all the different needs that they have. We pray, God, that they would have a greater support system, not from the agencies, but from extended family and friends who will come alongside them and pray with them and help them and have a place to talk to someone and just vent and get great creative ideas on how to help these children. And we thank you for your word that religion to you, Father God, that it accepts as pure and faultless as this to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. And when the time has fully come, God, you sent your Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. And you, God, see the troubles of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. And we thank you, Father, that you see the children and you see the parents. And we pray, God, that you will blend them together and that your love would prevail and that they would come to know you in Jesus' name.